Trey Kinnard, here we are at the Honda track. I just witnessed yourself putting in 15 laps of hard energy. How's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah. I can't do 20 laps, so I'm doing 15. No, you missed the 20, but
I heard. No, less than a month away. So how's things?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I feel really comfortable with the bike, and I think that we've made a lot of good changes in the last week and a half. So, feeling strong, and I'm really happy with everything's at. So, I feel like I can at least go to the race and be confident that, I feel like I've done my work and put in my time, and hopefully I can do some good there.
I take it you're probably one of these guys where you can never have enough time, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's coming up in 3 weeks, and in your mind, are you thinking about things that you need to get better at, or are you really ready to go?
In years past, yeah. I mean, I've always been that guy that's, always like, man, I need to do this, I need to do that. There's not enough time. But, right now I'm learning that at some point you got to be somewhat content, because you can't go to the race feeling like you need to do more. Mm-hmm. You have to really believe in yourself. And at this point, I think that, I do believe in myself, believe in the program and the bike and everything else. So, I feel like the work is put in right now, and, right now we're just going to get to the first round, hopefully healthy and going ready.
Right. How much different is your bike from last year when you rode the 450? Like, did you go radically different, or same settings and you're just comfortable with that? Like, how much testing did you really do, and how different is the bike really?
I think we've done quite a bit, really.
More than when you filled in?
Way more than when I filled in. I mean, when I filled in, honestly, I didn't do really anything. I mean, we did a fork and a shock, and honestly, that was about it. So, we've done a lot of motor stuff. We've tamed it down a lot. Mm-hmm. I just felt the bike was too fast, for me. And, I'm a pretty light guy and, not quite ready for that blunt hit. So, we took a little horsepower out of the thing, and we've done a lot of suspension changes. And I think that, just last week, I feel like we really made a good step, especially in the whoops. And I feel like the thing corners amazing. So, mm-hmm. Overall, I'm really happy with the bike. And, I'm sure when we get to the races, we'll figure something else out. And, something might come up. But at this point, this is the happiest I've been with the bike.
Right. Is there now a first year 450 class? Has there been a welcome to the 450 class moment for you, or has there been sort of an awakening, like, hey, I got 17 races to do, like any sort of moment where you're like, oh yeah, like this is a new chapter, new career? Year, I was just like, last, sorry to interrupt you, but the mentality you had last year was like, hey, I'm doing 4, 5, 6 races and I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever, I got nothing to lose. Or so what's it like being now one of the guys?
Being a full-time 450 guy is exciting, first of all. This is where I've wanted to be, and this is kind of, it's my dream. So, my excitement level to ride right now is really high, and I've been really enjoying it, and just getting prepared this year. I've been really excited to ride. There was a point this off season where I was kind of like, man, I need to kind of chill out, especially, in the overseas stuff that I didn't end up doing. And, I did need a little bit of a break, but, I kept riding and I kept training and stuff. Just didn't do those races. But that point, I kind of realized how long this is going to be, because doing donations, it seems like it took a month more of riding. And then I had to step right back into riding the 450. So that really kind of started making me think that, I've got 17 Supercross races with one weekend off. Mm-hmm. And then I've got 12 outdoor rounds, which... last year I completed everything that I did, and it still seemed like a long series, and I didn't race, I think, 3 races that mm-hmm. the 450s did. So, I've kind of realized, but, at the same time, I'm really excited about it, and hopefully I can stay healthy for all that and get a really good base in this year and have a good, successful, clean year.
And then also too, we're out here today with Kevin Windham. Like, he's now your peer. You're racing him to beat him now. Whereas before it was like, yeah, whatever. But
again, yeah.
And Reed's out here, Josh Grant, those guys.
Yeah, it's weird for me. I mean, especially with guys like Kevin, to be racing against them. I mean, last year it was kind of like, I'm racing against them, but I'm kind of just here. You know? But you know, this year.
Because you should have moved over for those guys at Toronto. That's what I read on the internet.
Well, I was racing. Yeah. But it's weird because now I'm in a point series with those guys, and I'm sure things will be a little bit different. But I've just tried not to look at them as anything special, you know, and tried to not put them above me in any way, and you know, just not put them too high up, you know, because you know, I am racing them and I can't lose that advantage.
And again, you're working with Tim Ferry again. How's that been going? He's been out here for a week, busting you up. How's that?
It's been good. I mean, I learned a lot, you know, just in the past, you know,
right,
month with him, and it's been a big help, especially through this whole transition. And there's so many things that I don't know, you know, that having Timmy around is just, it's such a big help to me. And you know, it's just been huge. And I think that, you know, the fitness has been a lot better, you know, working with Timmy and also with actually finishing out a series, that's really helped me in my fitness,
mm-hmm.
Not having to have that huge break. So, you know, he's been a huge part of this, especially this summer. You know, I think you could really notice whenever he came into the program, and that's not
clearly,
not to bash on anyone, but just saying, you know, that was kind of what I needed. So, you know, it's been great, and you know, hopefully we can continue to be working.
I saw him and Wyndham talking. Do you think they were talking about like a race that happened in 75, and maybe they were 84, like when Steve Stackable and Jimmy Winer, Wyndham and Ferry were all racing? Like, what could they possibly be talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably talking about,
yeah,
probably like Charlotte, 96.
Yeah, exactly.
97.
And then, hey, you're working on the knack-knack. What do you think of my idea, the whole Anaheim knack-knack thing?
You know, I was I'm going to say I was a huge MC fan.
Right.
And the knack-knack was like the sickest thing ever. So
it was.
I went for it, just like messing around, kind of did the the foot over the side, and I don't know, I've just been progressing.
But now he showed you MC. Talk to you a little bit about it.
I went for it, and I was doing it for like a month, and then I was out here the other day, and I don't think it was cutting it.
What
so.
Did King say? Not good.
He said it wasn't good. He gave me a thumbs down. So,
wow.
Yeah. Apparently, I whip it too much. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's gotten better.
I like it.
Hopefully, you know, I can, you know, bring a little excitement back into the 450 class. I know it's, you know, those guys are serious, and rightfully so. You know, I
think they're almost too serious.
That you know, they're like Dungey and those guys. You know, they're racing. You know, they're racers, and that's what we all are. But you know, I want to enjoy this. You know, I only get to do this. I only get really one shot at this. And well, I mean, to say, you know, it's just, I want to take this experience and really, really enjoy it, and you know, try to make my mark on Supercross and Motocross. So that was MC's signature. So hopefully I can bring it back and you know, not step on his feet, but you know, have my own thing. If everyone gets bummed, I'll just break out the air wheelie.
You can always break out the air
wheelie. Yeah, I've always got that in my back pocket.
I thought what would be really fun is if we got Timmy and maybe you could interview him and ask him some questions.
I'm terrible at this. I'm terrible at that.
You're terrible at
it? I'm very, very sad at that.
All right. We'll wrap it up. Has this interview been cool beans?
Yeah, it's been cool beans.